This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Vinny. I hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as good as it can get when you're trapped indoors with a 1-year-old and a 6-year-old. Mm.
So it was great.
Well, I mean, it actually is great. And I think I even have an article about people who are, while this is uncomfortable for many reasons, it's also cool to be hanging with your family.
But it is.
That
Connect
said,
with them. Talk to them.
6-year-olds are annoying. And actually, 1-year-olds are even worse. So, you know, I don't know. Today we get something called Google Classroom that begins. For the first time, this is what the school district here has put together. So, like, even the teacher, our teacher in particular, is saying, I've never done any of this stuff. I didn't know it existed until last week. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this goes, not only for the kids, but for the teachers and the school system in general. But we need her to be busy. So it's good.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that is going to be the challenge, actually, is the busyness. Like, I know we're not in jail, but the sort of sense of things occurring to you and not being able to go do them, because it's like you realize over and over again that things aren't an option, and you got to figure out what are the options and how to make those keep you, you know, there's just a million things I want to do, projects and people I want to see and things I want to purchase or places I want to go. And then you keep realizing, oh crap. Like everything, I feel like we're marking time in a way. Like
we are
just waiting. Like
we are. The one of the articles I read was about 5 weeks.
Oh my god!
5 weeks is what's necessary, and according to the article, we haven't even begun yet. Because if you look at like, I'll give you an example. Gavin was yelling at the kids, and I don't have that in front of me, but the mayor down south was saying, this weekend we saw too many people packing the beaches, trails, and parks. So we are closing sports and recreation. So they go on and they say that they're closing parking at city beaches. It doesn't mean go gather somewhere else. Stay home to save lives. So what they're basically getting at is we haven't done nearly good enough job to start the 5-week period that could end this.
Oh,
thing.
You say, and the 5 weeks hasn't started yet?
No, yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that what they're telling us is, and I can tell you, we were watching the trail near my house, and at one point the missus goes, oh my God, it's a standoff. Two giant groups of people on the trail ended up facing each other and didn't know what to do.
Oh my God.
So and we're just laughing like
single file around each other.
I guess, but that's an example of how we have not done a good enough job. And that's the point, is that the person who's saying this 5-week, this is a person who helped get rid of the Ebola virus. They're saying the United States needs to stay in for 5 weeks and this thing will pass. But what they're also saying is we haven't done a good enough job, so those 5 weeks necessarily haven't begun yet.
Well, not only that, but we're not on total lockdown anyway. You're right. Like, maybe in California the 5 weeks have started, but because they haven't started for the rest of the country, what we're doing doesn't matter.
Right. And I'm telling you, it hasn't begun even in California yet. While many of us have taken this seriously, myself included, and stayed indoors as much as I possibly can, the truth is people are hitting the beaches. They're hitting the and I get it. I know why they're on the trails out here, because they're bored at home and they figure they should get some exercise. But they're all bumping into each other on this trail. That's not social distancing. That is gathering.
Social, that's interactions, right?
That's a gathering. So we'll see. I mean, I'm not here to be in charge of how people manage themselves. If anything, I'd tell you, leave people be, because you're going to get in a fight and it's not worth it. But
right.
I'm just telling you what I've been catching up, as we're going to have to do some of this in our news today. And the truth is just like, man, no one is staying in the way they're supposed to.
Boy, and
aren't you thinking, as I say that, I've been in for 7 days, man.
Oh my God. I have left here, I think, to get in the car maybe twice. I think twice. I certainly didn't leave here this entire weekend. I mean, it's been... In fact, Scott and Edson came over on Saturday.
They did?
To pick up an amplifier and a microphone that we set 25 feet away from us and wiped down with Lysol.
Right.
And then they picked it up and loaded in there. I mean, it was actually kind of heartbreaking. Like, there's no one I'd love to sit and talk to. No one I'd love more. But, I mean, it was just, you can't do it. I mean, oh my God. I feel like I am cut off. I mean, it's actually depressing. And
well,
it's actually more depressing to hear that, you know, what we're doing hasn't even started yet. Like, this is horrifying.
Well, what you're doing personally is the best thing you can do for your family, so that nobody ends up sick in your own, you know, little group, your own little tribe. But yeah, I mean, if you look out, you will see people are not taking this seriously. And that's, I don't know how we would help them see the light.
Well, and we wouldn't. That's
right.
How, you know, that's it, like you said, that's not our job. And that's how you get in a fight with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just causes bad blood, because I'm sure people are like, you know, I just need to get out of the house. And they got you know, the police all over them.
Right. And that's the point. I'm not the police and I don't want no trouble.
Right.
So I'm just trying to take care of my own and get, you know, what I had to do last night. I'm like, all right. I think our stock of bagels is too high and the oatmeal is getting low. So switching up from my usual oatmeal breakfast to a bagel breakfast was today's big sacrifice.
Bagel.
Well, and bagels aren't bad. So I'm okay. But that's where we're at. You got to check your inventory and go with what you've got a lot of before it goes bad.
So, John, yesterday, speaking of things that, you know, that you've got a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
John goes to the supermarket yesterday to pick up a prescription and to, you know, see if we can get toilet paper, which the answer is no. not that we need it, but, you know, I'm like, every time, just check. Oh, and
It wouldn't hurt to get 4 new rolls in the house.
Yeah, no, that would just, you know, just a little buffer. So he goes in, you know, and we're doing masks and we're doing... gloves. Oh, by the way, total aside, they actually want cloth fabric masks at hospitals and health. Like, Joanne Fabric is collecting those and donating them to various medical outlets, because they actually, while they won't prevent coronavirus, they free up the hardcore masks for the people who are dealing with corona patients. So if you sew, that's something you can look into. So anyway, he's all masked up and he's got his gloves on. And he goes into the store and he gets the thing that he needs to get. And then he does, you know, picks up a couple of other items and he goes to, and I'm like, just see if there's bleach. We're out of bleach. So And of course, there isn't any bleach. And he looks at the, he's like in the cleaning supplies area and it's decimated. But I'll tell you what, if you want Myers or, you know, the all natural clean, like those things in the apocalypse, everyone's like, yeah, we got plenty of the all natural crap. You know what? I want chemicals.
Right.
Like,
no, I actually...
He was laughing his ass off.
We use the method quite a bit around the house, mostly because it smells nice.
Yes.
And it does feel like a safe thing to use, let's say, for example, because we got a little kid.
Yep.
And yet, for the purposes of what we're dealing with now, no, you got to pull out the big guns.
Right. It needs to be... There needs to be a disinfectant involved.
Right.
In that whole thing.
Exactly right.
And look, they might very well have them, but people are like, I don't know, the pink stuff, it just doesn't look hardcore enough. I'll take the Windex with the bleach.
Hey, go back to the masks, because I saw you made posts. You've been very, I mean, you
but listen,
are,
I'm bored as hell. I am all over Instagram.
I like it. You're doing great work. So
the masks thing
is very cool. You found a pattern.
I did.
And you're sharing it with everyone. And
I've shared a couple of them, actually, because there's ones that have an opening for an insert, you know, so that they can put their own. I guess there's these changeable filters that medical people use. But you know what I'm waiting on that I guess people are hoarding is a quarter inch elastic, which is like the preferred thing that goes over your ears. You know, it kind of comes off the side like a loop. So I haven't gotten to make any yet. I have a bunch of fabric cut. I'm ready to go, but I'm waiting on this freaking elastic. But yeah, I love to sew. I have a sewing Instagram called Slappy Stuff. And I've put so much information up there as far as these actual masks and making the masks. But that's, you know, it's all sewing stuff.
No, but that's cool. I think that's some. I know Christina has been watching that and said she really. In fact, it's funny because she's really watching it. What you're doing, and she mentioned the lack of elastic material or whatever. And I just thought, oh boy, that's the thing clogging up the works. The elastic
people can't get it. Like I managed to place an order at Joann's, and they canceled it 2 hours later. They're like, oops, you know. We said we had that in stock by accident. I actually called a couple Joann stores that were with, because I was like, the hell with it. What am I doing? I'll go for a drive.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had it. But so I found it on Overstock if you are looking for this stuff, because people are doing this. Like, there are a ton of people who are making these masks. They really need them.
Oh, Christina's going to do it today. She was like, I want to join in on that as if I can find a way to get the material without exposing us.
Does she, you know, when and if I get mine, maybe I'll I could mail her some. I mean the mail does seem to still be working, knock wood.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
getting mail every day.
I'm sure that we can spend a minute thanking the people who have not been able to hide in place and who aren't out partying, the ones who are actually working and doing keeping the super important the grocery store workers, the Costco workers, the mail, our mail person was out doing mail yesterday. And I thought, it's Sunday. And yet she's out there working, I guess, delivering Amazon boxes.
Oh, boy. You got,
but it was the U.S. Postal Service car
on a Sunday. Wow. Oh, I didn't see the mail person yesterday. Maybe I'll check my mail. Maybe I did get mail. I mean,
and normally I'm like
crazy.
Hey, you want a bottled water or whatever? Because I just tend to do that. But
you're a nice person.
Well, but I also the best thing I could do for this lady yesterday was leave, go in my house. Yep. I just made space so she could do her thing.
Well, I wonder if she's like, I do want a bottle of water, but don't want to have to ask someone to use their bathroom later.
Yeah, maybe. Good point.
Wasn't there a story about a mail worker who was like stopping at the same house every day and pooping in the yard or something?
I think it was like the driveway, though, or I don't remember that in detail.
Something horrifying.
So listen, over the weekend, let me look at the time. We got a couple minutes, right?
Some time. Yeah.
So over the weekend, I had a few things in mind besides the usual, the trash has to go out and the beds need to be turned and blah, blah, blah. Or the sheets need to be washed.
Oh, I should do that.
What?
I forgot. They get changed on Thursdays. You just reminded me that I haven't done it.
Hey, let me ask you about that.
Okay.
So is Brenda coming by? Or
oh,
is,
no.
Oh,
no.
Brenda's not coming by.
Well, we, you know, no, she can't.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I believe me, it's a thing. But I just realized I need to change my bed.
Well, of course you do.
I hate it.
No, we were looking at our lawn yesterday. It was a mess. And I had said, don't we have a guy, right? And she said, yeah, I told him he didn't need to cut. And I said, well, maybe he needs the money. And she said, well, he was grateful to stay with his family. He said, thank you. And I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't know, you don't know what people need or what they want, but in the house, I have to believe you're not having people over.
Well,
right?
Listen, and I know that I get that not everyone can do this. I am paying my people. Like I'm paying Brenda. Like I would never tell her, oh, don't come on my, you know, I'm part of her job. Like she's got however many, you know, and I feel like that's money she counts on. And just because that we're in lock, because, you know, but not, I get that not everybody can afford to do that. And I just feel like I, in my gardener was here last Monday, you know, I didn't have any interactions with him, but, you know, the guy came and cut my lawn. And if he couldn't come, I would still pay him.
Wow.
But
all right.
You know, that's not.
Well, hey, I guess it depends on what you can do. I know we're going to be she said, don't pay me, but we're definitely paying our
childcare
person.
You want her to still be doing childcare when this
is
over.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Okay. So anyway,
people are totally struggling and it's things you're not really thinking about necessarily that people are like, okay, I have absolutely no access to money right now.
Right.
You know, if a kid doesn't show up at the house, they don't get paid for that. So I think that if you can do it, you should be doing it.
So
I'm not telling you what to do.
No, I got you. On my list of things to do, I needed to learn how to play Minecraft. That was one of the things me and my kids. So while you very generously offered up Riley, I hadn't spoken with Riley and he hadn't gotten in touch. And I just thought, I'm not going to bother Riley. But one of our listeners, his name's Will, had sent in a text saying, hey, I have my own servers. Remember that text I read?
Yeah.
So I wrote him and said, hey, we could use, if you are in and sitting around, we could use 5 minutes of your time. So Will very generously met us for a FaceTime call.
Oh, funny.
And helped us figure out how to work this crafting thing that happens in Minecraft.
Oh, Isla must be thrilled.
Oh, he was super, like, it changed our world because we have all this crap we've collected.
Your Minecraft world, sure.
And we didn't know what to do with any of it. So it was really a neat sort of kind of surreal moment as you're sitting there going, I'm honestly interested in finding out how Minecraft works.
Well, look, I mean, you know, this is what we've come to.
Well, right.
But the kids, she'll probably, look, my kids have been playing that game for years. They love it still. And so I wonder if this is, you know, the start of, and this is sort of the new thing. Like these are, you know, they meet other people on there and it's like a whole weird other world that some people are in. So, I think it's really cool. She seemed so excited about it last week.
Well, we're, you know, that's sort of electronics is the addiction, right? For little kids. So
for
us. We're managing for sure. But and I'm not trying to start her on a whole new problem. But so she's into it. But she's also like we bought Onward. Is that what it's called?
Oh, right. I saw that they made that available. It came out last week.
Right. And we were able to watch that.
What did you think? I should watch that.
I need to watch it again because I was up and down. There were two kids were had me running. So anyway, I didn't really get to settle in and see the whole thing. So I can't properly review it, but I will today. I'll get a better look at it today. You know what I did watch, though, was Invisible Man.
Oh, how's that?
She's such a
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah, she is incredible. And it is, no question, it's a, what do they call that, vanity piece. Like, it's not the best movie I've ever seen, but it's, she's incredible. Like it, it allows her to do, to show you everything she's got in her bag of tricks.
You know, she is, I haven't even gone back and watched Mad Men yet. Like, she's the reason I would go back and watch that. I mean, among, apparently that whole cast is amazing. But you've got to get, just get the 30-day trial of Hulu and blow through the Handmaid's Tale. Oh my God, she's amazing in that.
Someone told me we can just buy it on iTunes, so
Well, that's a good idea. You should do that.
You know, because there's been no schoolwork, we've basically been the entertainment for these kids. So,
oh my God, thank God you guys are so entertaining.
Yeah, it's incredible how full of ideas we are. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to this week where there's stuff she's got to do, and yeah, that'll free up some space. I haven't sat down to watch shows hardly at all.
I'm with you.
Like, oh, you are?
Yeah. I mean, I just, to tell you the truth, I mean, it's funny. I'm finding out I don't like TV as much as I thought I did. Like, you know, because I would like get through my whole day, and then John and I would have a show going. Like right now we're watching Picard, or, you know, you have things that maybe are like, Ozark, if that was on, I would watch that, you know, but I just don't care about sitting down and watching TV if there isn't something specific.
Ozark's back end of the week.
Oh my God. Not a moment too soon. I'm totally ready. We're getting actually a little bit late, Vinny. I want to ask Nicole back at the station, how are our levels? Do I need to make any adjustments? Is there anything? I'm getting a thumbs up here.
And Vinny from sounds, who?
From, I'm on FaceTime with her. She just called me on FaceTime. Are you getting that?
I'm not. I haven't gotten that, but okay. I can get on if you guys want to do that. No problem.
Well, it's nice to, I like being able to see you guys' faces personally. All right. So if everything sounds good, let's roll today. Happy Monday, everybody. For us, week two, for many people, week four, I don't know. The smart ones who got
and
in
and for
there.
Others, they haven't even started
week
yet.
Week zero, right?
Right.
Exactly. We need 5 weeks. And I don't know when it's going to officially start, but apparently it hasn't yet, even though we're 1 week in. KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show will be...
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.